This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas, we got a look at China's October import data last week. What are the highlights?
Certainly, Chinese import demand continued strong into October. Combined dairy imports into the country remained up almost 6% year over year for all dairy product categories. That was driven primarily by whole milk powder volumes that continued strong. It was the strongest October whole milk powder imports since 2013, with both New Zealand and Australia, however, capturing those gains. Unfortunately, Chinese whole milk powder imports from the U.S. were essentially nothing, just one metric ton of product coming from the U.S. after the trade war started to have impacts, but down from more than 1,300 metric tons seen in 2017 in October.
Ouch. Well, hopefully the U.S. and China can get its trade act together. Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Tuberculosis, which can not only affect the dairy cow, but the dairy farmer.
Steve Maddox out of California, who has unfortunately lived through this. His dairy has gone through the crosshairs of everything, the implication of TB or tuberculosis. Being that it is a zoonotic disease, so it can go from animal to human and vice versa. It can go from human and be transported back to the animal in particular, in this case, dairy, our dairy cows. And he had that very case where it came from a human and it went to the animal. And like I said, he lived it. And then we also paired him up with our state veterinarian, Dr. Darlene Conkle. And she's going to talk more about how Wisconsin would handle these cases and what happens and how do we help protect both our animals and our humans from this and ensure that everybody remains safe, both from the health standpoint, but then also from our food safety standpoint. What does this all mean?
Cassandra Strupp is program manager with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin.
Wednesday.
Let's get a refresher course on the best way to ventilate barns during the cold winter months.
Yeah, I think in my opinion, the preferred solution is a ventilation system that can provide high volumes of low speed air in the winter, fresh low speed air in the winter, and high volumes of fast-moving air in the summer when we need heat abatement, fly control, helps keep the bedding dry, or stuff like that. And to me, the ideal system would be if we could have one system that can do all that. And that was really the impetus that led behind the flap duct ventilation system, is that we can provide high levels of fresh volume with one system, and then we can manipulate and control the airspeed that hits the calf based on how we run the system, the internal membrane and baffle system and all that. And what that allows us to do is have a high volume, low speed system in the winter and a high volume, high speed system in the summer.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. More details at crystalcreeknatural.com.
Thursday.
So the EPA, in order to place the blame on farmers, conducted a study that every science expert who has looked at this, and there's been 15 to 20 nationally recognized science experts who have looked at this, said this study is false. Worse than that, many of them had said this study is intentionally false, that they set about to prove that dairy farmers were responsible for this when the data simply does not show that. And so we've been fighting this for some time.
And for more information, you do have a website.
SaveFamilyFarming.org. We have complete documentation of what the scientists say about this study and how we're working with the EPA to try to get this changed.
Gerald Barron, Executive Director of SaveFamilyFarming.org.
Friday.
The USDA in 2020 projects an all milk price of $18.85. For our listeners to give you a feel on that, that was in 2018, that price was $16.28. So a real spread there, probably around 15% higher milk prices, at least for the first several months in 2020 and in November and December of this year as well. We expect some of our dairy farmers this year are going to see getting milk checks with $18, $19, $20 milk because of components and milk quality issues. Why? Why are we seeing this stronger milk prices, which is good news for dairy farmers? First of all, there's a strong cheese export market still going to Mexico and probably in Japan. Even though we don't have an agreement with Mexico, they are still buying lots of cheese here. Other good news for the U.S. dairy farmers is that China is going to buy whey. Primarily, they have to have whey to make milk replacement for their baby pigs because of the African swine flu that has really impacted that country out there as well. U.S. consumers are eating lots of dairy products, especially cheese and butter are superstars here because of a strong demand with the holidays.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.